1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. It is the Thursday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies that have taken the time to not only send us their photo, but actually send us a special photo. Right, Manwich?
Yes, it is a special photo. They've, in that photo, they proved that they listen to Free Talk Live by usually holding up a sign. Some of them have been a little more inventive.
Indeed.
But whatever, it's proof that they listen to Free Talk.
Validation,
yeah,
as we call it.
That's right.
And why are they sending us their photos?
Because they want, they're proud of being listeners.
We ask nicely, too.
Well, that, too, yeah. It certainly helps.
So
why are they validating?
Because we need to know that they're for real.
Right, they're not some big fat guy in Poughkeepsie.
Exactly. So, visit the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Again, it's totally free like the rest of our website, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Coming up tonight, the authorities have arrested a suicide bomber, allegedly. We'll find out about that.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to love this.
Okay.
There's somebody who has been placed under arrest.
You find the funniest, weirdest stories, so.
We're going to come back to that in a little bit here. Also, on the way tonight, we've got news about swingers. Now, this is not a swinging show. We are not swingers, but they're in the news today. And it's probably not top news, I don't think, but it's interesting nonetheless. They were at a hotel, and they were naked.
Where? In the rooms?
Yeah, well, no, apparently it was, well, we'll get into it.
Okay.
Let's just say the soccer moms were also at the hotel, and there was a bit of a clash. So that's all on the way, 800-259-5791, but this is the show about your calls, and you can talk about whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-5791. Let's go to Cody in Ohio. Cody, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, Ian Manwich.
Hey, Cody.
I have to write a research paper for my college composition class.
Okay.
And one of the topics that the instructor gave that we could use was the impact of free market economics.
The impact of free market economics?
Yes.
That sounds reversed to me. Shouldn't it be the impact of government on free market economics?
Market economics is like a force of nature.
Right.
Well, but, see, it was the impact of global free market economics, and we were supposed to narrow that down to...
On what? The impact on what exactly?
I don't know. I suppose...
It's a mistaken premise, in my opinion.
I suppose his mindset was a little different from ours. But anyway...
Well, he wants to...
He's probably a socialist.
Yes, he wants to prove that, somehow it's different, that free market is something that we apply, but it's not.
No, the free market just is.
Right,
it's the natural state of things. It's the government that's applied to the free market, and that's when everything gets messed up.
I mean, I try to apply communism or socialism to the free market, and then what you see is a bastardization or an alteration, I should say, that gives it it's more PC.
You said this was a paper or a presentation? I missed that.
It was a research paper. And
okay.
So what I was thinking about writing about was putting marijuana into the free market, take it out of prohibition and putting it into the free market.
That's an interesting, I think, viewpoint, sure.
But the only problem with that I've seen so far is that many people would probably object to it because, if they have children, they might not want their children to be able to, to easily and legally buy marijuana.
Well, they should
Can their children easily and legally buy cigarettes?
No, but the problem.
Can they buy alcohol?
Cigarettes and alcohol are not in the free market because
they're
neither is any damn thing.
Well, okay, hold on a second. Let's make things very clear here. Cigarettes and alcohol are more free than marijuana is. So yes, they're not in a true free market, but however, there's far less restrictions on them. I mean, even though they are controlled substances, they're not as controlled as marijuana, and so therefore, since stores, for instance, can sell alcohol and they can sell cigarettes, they can also restrict who they sell those products to. In the black market, the only distributors are street dealers. And so those guys will sell to whoever they want to.
They're not very discerning.
Right.
But aren't you advocating a total free market? So I mean,
Course we are. Yes.
Oh, who's we?
I am.
I am not.
You don't want what you want restrictions, government restrictions on alcohol and cigarette sales?
I think. Yeah, absolutely.
Why?
I don't think.
Why can't each store set their own? Wait. Why can't each store owner set their own rules?
For the same reason that every drug dealer can't set theirs.
Huh? What are you talking about? Every drug dealer can't set their own rules.
Every drug dealer.
I've known drug dealers that didn't sell to kids.
There you go. Some drug dealers do. Some drug dealers don't. Because I don't think that everybody can be trusted to do it.
So would you shop at stores that sold, say, crack to children? Would you shop?
I don't know whether I would know that.
Oh, you don't think you'd find that out? You don't think that there
would be people
out there reporting on that sort of information? Don't you think there'd be a demand for people to know that stuff? I mean, if people really are concerned with their kids getting a hold of alcohol and cigarettes and crack, then don't you think they'd be paying attention? I mean, we just did a story, Manwich.
Do you think this is a good freaking way to get marijuana legalized?
Wait a moment.
I mean, really.
Hold on. We just did a story just a few days ago about how a Christian coalition was jumping down Mattel's throat because they asked a question on their website about gender and gave three possible choices. I mean, there are people out there watchdogging what you couldn't even possibly imagine them watchdogging. You're telling me people aren't going to watchdog companies that sell kids drugs? You're out of your mind.
Do you want to stand on your soapbox or do you want to see marijuana legalized?
I want to see marijuana decriminalized. Thank you very much.
Well, you're not going to get it by saying, let's sell it to toddlers if stores want to.
Wait a minute.
I don't care. We'll run them out of business.
I mean, it's just ludicrous. No, you're being ludicrous.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are by suggesting someone would sell marijuana to a toddler.
People want law and order. That's what they want.
Order comes from the marketplace. Order comes from demand from consumers.
I believe that that's true to some extent.
Who wants to sell toddlers drugs? That's so nutty. You're the one that sounds nutty. Cody, what do you think? Do you think somebody would really sell marijuana or something else to a toddler that wanted to buy it?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, perhaps. I mean, drug dealers are, you know, selling
marijuana. We're not talking about drug dealers.
I'm talking about cigarettes at 8 years old.
We're talking about stores.
But someone will sell it to them, and they will get it somehow. And so, you know, my concern was just that, well, you know, that's a very hard thing to refute. I mean, you could say, well, parents, you know, should follow their children and know what they're doing, and, you know, but that's not practical. I mean,
if
you can go into the store and, you know, buy any, I mean, if you can go into your local, you know, grocery store and pick up some marijuana, then it's not, it's really hard to monitor. I mean,
it's hard to monitor right now. Look, Cody, I don't know. You might want to poke around a little bit. Go
visit
some. I was
thinking about education, because education is also very, very easy to put into the free market, but then that has its own issues.
Cody,
like,
I want you to stay tuned, because we've got somebody on here that you definitely need to listen to. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. In fact, I'm going to go to our phone line here in the studio because we have a special guest on the line, but I wanted to get Cody out of the way there because I thought it would lead in pretty well here to Bruce Merkin from the Marijuana Policy Project. Now, Bruce Merkin, you know what? You probably couldn't hear Cody's side of that call, could you?
Unfortunately, I could only hear you guys, not Cody, so it was a sort of bizarre half-conversation.
essentially, Cody's position is he's concerned with marijuana being legalized because somebody could go purchase it at a store. A kid could go purchase it at a store.
Or a pregnant woman.
I figured you would know the statistics, Bruce. How easy is it for kids to get marijuana today?
Well, according to the annual survey funded by the federal government every year called Monitoring the Future, which is a study done by researchers at the University of Michigan. They've been doing it since 1975.
All right, you got about 15 seconds, and we're going to put you on hold.
For 31 years, 85% of high school seniors have said marijuana is easy to get.
Yeah, wow. 85%. Bruce Merkin from the Marijuana Policy Project will be talking to us more. Hang on for us if you can, Bruce. We're going to come back to you, and we'll talk to you about what's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today, we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show, bring up anything. Thursday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got archives, Manwich. Boy, do we have archives. All the way back to April of 2005.
It's a ways back.
Totally free at freetalklive.com. Right there on the front page of the website, in fact. There's no logging in, no membership fees, no games. You just go get them. FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go back to the phones. It is rare that we have a guest on the show, but we are making room for Bruce Merkin from the Marijuana Policy Project. And Bruce, we're going to talk about the Marijuana Policy Project. One of the things that you guys, I mean, your main focus, obviously, is changing the political status, I suppose, of marijuana, would you say?
Indeed.
Right.
So we are the largest national marijuana policy reform organization in the U.S.
Even bigger than normal.
Bigger and more lovable.
Really?
That's my entirely unbiased opinion, of course. No, I don't want to put anybody else down, but we are, in fact, the largest in terms of budget and staff and membership.
Interesting.
Those sound like sort of the criteria.
We're not the oldest, but we are the biggest.
I see. So they're sort of like your competition, then.
Oh, you know, I don't like to think of
friendly
it that
competition.
Way.
Friendly competition. They're all working towards the same goal.
Right.
I think
lots of organizations are out there doing good work, and we all have our own different sort of styles and
what
priorities.
Makes the, what makes the MPP different?
Well, you know, we focus. I mean, there are probably stylistic differences and things, but one difference is that we do nothing but lobbying and advocacy. Normal does a lot of other things that we don't. They do things like legal support and stuff like that.
I see.
But, you know, I don't want to talk about them.
So
I really
no,
I feel much
was,
more comfortable talking about
well, absolutely. I
what
wasn't
we
trying
do
to talk,
and how we do it.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to talk about them. I just wanted to know what made you guys special. And you do advocacy. And you're pretty much strictly D.C.-based, or there's different state organizations?
We're based in Washington, D.C., and we have a couple of people in field offices around the country, but we're located in Washington, D.C., and we lobby on both the federal and state level, and through our grants program, we give support to local activists working on city or community issues.
Now, last night on the show, we talked about Rhode Island becoming the 11th state, and actually you had sent out a press release about this.
Indeed, we did.
Via your email list, becoming the 11th state to legalize medicinal marijuana. And that's awesome. Obviously, great news. We're very pleased to hear it. Were you guys involved in that?
We actually led the fight from beginning to end. We helped draft the legislation. We worked to put together a coalition of local supporters, which was very broad, included the Rhode Island Medical Society, the Rhode Island Nurses Association, AIDS Project Rhode Island.
Who was your opposition? Was it the chiefs of police and those sorts of people?
It was the governor, a Republican by the name of Don Kucheri.
Right.
Some elements of law enforcement, the White House.
Of course.
They sent a couple of operatives in to lobby and persuaded the governor to veto the bill. I can't imagine that he would have done it without the arm twisting by the White House because it was overwhelmingly popular among the state's voters.
Was it voted in first and then the legislature did it? How did it work exactly? Because I thought it was just totally legislative in the first place.
It was legislative. Rhode Island, unfortunately, is one of the states without a ballot initiative process. So it was introduced simultaneously in both houses of the legislature, passed overwhelmingly, vetoed then by the governor in June.
Right.
The Senate in Rhode Island immediately came back and overrode the veto.
That's incredible.
The House recessed without taking action, and then they came back into session the beginning of this week and finished the job.
Now, I didn't...
And this is... Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that I don't think that this has ever happened before. I don't think... I mean, yes, 10 other states have a medicinal marijuana provision. Most of those states, it was done by the citizens, by some sort of an initiative process. I think there might be one or two other states that had legislative processes?
Correct, there's two others. So
and nobody ever had to override a veto. Nobody ever had to override a veto until now.
Exactly. The other thing that's interesting about this is that it is the first medical marijuana law passed since the Supreme Court ruled last June in a decision called the Gonzalez v. Raich, which the White House drug czar John Walters had declared was the end of medical marijuana as a political issue.
Huh.
Well,
showed
Mr.
him.
Walters was mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they really think that they can stop a political issue by crushing it. They really do. I mean, they want to flex their muscles and crush the opposition. I don't care what the American people think. We say no. And
the thing about this issue is that, well, I think there's a lot of disagreement and confusion about what to do about drugs in general. Medical use of marijuana, letting sick and suffering people have access to it, is not controversial with the public. There
no,
was a Gallup
not.
Poll that came out in November, showed 78% support.
Wow.
Now tell me, how many issues is the American public that united on?
Very few.
Not very many.
Abortion, gay marriage, take your pick.
Nothing.
You know,
and I think the reason for that
support.
I think
and
the
yet,
reason for
with
that
the politicians,
Bruce,
it's still pulling teeth.
Right. I think the reason that the American people are so supportive of it is simply because there are so many marijuana smokers, and I think most people know somebody who's a friend or a family member, or it's them themselves that are marijuana smokers, and they don't want to see their friends and family members put in jail, like the 700,000 plus, I think almost 800,000 people that were arrested in 2004 for just simple marijuana possession.
Well, yeah, there were a total of 771,605 arrests for marijuana charges in general. 89% of those were possession. But, you know, even the people who don't know someone who smokes marijuana, almost everyone knows somebody who's been seriously ill, who's had mm-hmm. cancer or MS or something
sure.
that causes incredible suffering. And most people think, you know, if this was my mom or my dad or my wife or my sister, I'd want them to have whatever helps.
You'd think.
Yeah.
Okay, except
you
the
know,
politicians.
It,
they don't feel that way, apparently.
You
can't corner them with that one.
Some of them, I'm afraid, are still living in about 1982 and thinking that they will be thrown out of office if they're perceived as soft on drugs.
So strange.
And, you know, the public has moved way past that. They're
yeah.
willing to at least take these things one at a time and look at them and consider them individually.
I find it a strange issue, too, because in most cases, politicians, from what we've seen on Free Talk Live at least, they tend to be parade leaders. What they do is they look for an issue, and then they run out in front of the parade of the people that's behind that issue, and they say, hey, look, I was here the whole time. Look, I support you people. Can I have your votes? But not very few of them are doing that when it comes to the medical marijuana issue. And it's so strange that in the face of all of this popular evidence that people are for this to happen, that the politicians still sit on the fence.
No, it's true. And what's interesting is that the handful of politicians who have taken the lead have tended to be people who are, in general, unafraid to take unpopular stands,
yeah.
be it towards the left or the right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got folks like Ron Paul on one side
sure.
and Dennis Kucinich and Barney Frank on the other. And there's this vast sort of mushy middle which doesn't understand that this, in fact, would be a popular thing to do.
It absolutely would, and I'm glad you guys are out there doing it. People can visit your website at MPP, as in Marijuana Policy Project, .org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, can you hang on, Bruce, because I have a few more questions for you.
Sure.
In fact, this next segment might be a little challenging because you're on Free Talk Live, and naturally we support more than just plain old medical marijuana. We support ending the entire war on drugs. We'll
you're
go into that. Yeah, hang on. We're going into that. Bruce Merkin from the Marijuana Policy Project. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-5791. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. They say beauty's only skin deep. Is this true for your car? Is your exterior a beauty while your interior is, well, you know, a beast? When we come back, I'll share some inside secrets. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Because this season's brutal on cars' interiors, an ounce of winter prevention is worth a pound of spring cure. Yes, dampness from rain, sleet, and snow causes seats to mildew, and carpet takes a beating from mud and heavy tread of winter boots. So clean cloth seats with foaming carpet cleaner, then spray with Scotchgard. For leather and vinyl, choose a cleaner conditioner that repels water and defends against drying and cracking. Then, protect carpets with vinyl floor mats. Though newspaper or cardboard may guard against dirt, they could slip and become a driving hazard. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the show, bring up whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Totally free, of course. We'll shoot you an email whenever we got something to share with you. Updates.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones we go. We have a special guest with us. It's Bruce Merkin from the Marijuana Policy Project. You can visit them online at mpp.org. And, Bruce, I've been getting your mailers there from the MPP for a little while. I've gotten on your list because you guys do a little bit of action-oriented things, don't you? Don't you have a part of your website set up to where people can go and send a message to their legislators, that sort of thing?
Indeed. If you go to the website at mpp.org, you can sign up and get our free email alerts, which will tell you what's going on in your particular state or location, as well as nationally.
Great.
And you can then... on those alerts, you'll get links to click through and send a message to your legislator when there's a bill up for a vote or something coming up that is of concern.
That's fantastic, and it's fairly easy to use. You just send out an email. There's a link in the email. You click it, and then I think that you can even save the info on the form so that if you've filled in the information one time, it'll come back for you the next time you go back. So it's a pretty simple system. Again, mpp.org. All right, so you're on Free Talk Live. And we're pretty pro-liberty show here, Bruce. I don't know if you've actually had a chance to listen to us much, but...
Oh, yeah, I haven't listened to you much, but I have checked out your website, and I will confess that I am not entirely personally in your camp and all that stuff. And what's interesting about MPP is among our supporters and among our staff, we really run the whole range of political viewpoints.
That's good.
It does. It's an issue that spans the political spectrum.
It does cut a swath.
I mean, it's from the ultra-left to the ultra-right and... You know, everywhere in between, people realize
marijuana smokers, friends, family members of marijuana smokers, and people that are sympathetic. And so, I think it's great what you guys are doing out there. Obviously, my critique, if I could have my druthers, and it's not my project, so you guys can run it however you want to. But I find it interesting that you call for legalization. But then again, I suppose that's the channels that you're in. That's the people that you have to, kowtow to an extent to get somewhere with changes. You know, we would like to see decriminalization on this show, and I'm sure you're aware of the difference.
I'm not sure that we on this show
Manwich is an incrementalist, so he's all in your camp, Bruce, but...
As the way it is commonly defined, decriminalization is the most incremental, because as it's generally used, decriminalization means allowing people to possess it but not allowing anyone to buy or sell it.
Now, that would be decriminalization, because it would be criminal if someone bought or sold it. So
I'm just telling you how the term is commonly used.
I see.
Like it or not. That's the way the terminology is most commonly used. We don't use, if I can just finish, and this may annoy you even more, we don't use the word legalization
really?
In general, because we, in fact, do support regulation. We believe that there need to be rules, that there should be restrictions against selling marijuana to 10-year-olds or driving under the influence.
or other sorts of behavior that puts other folks at risk.
About driving under the influence, I've always had questions. It seems to me that they can take a urinalysis and see whether you've smoked marijuana in the last 30 days or so, but they really can't tell whether you're under the influence, right? I mean, is there any test?
Actually a very simple way to tell whether a driver is under the influence of much of anything. It's the old-fashioned field sobriety test.
Okay.
It works perfectly well, and what it detects is impairment. And as far as we're concerned, people shouldn't be driving if they're under the influence of anything that's going to interfere with their driving.
Absolutely, including being tired.
Or alcohol.
Yeah, including just being sleepy. I agree with that. I mean, if you're endangering other drivers, that's a problem. But I don't necessarily agree with punishing people just because they have something in their system if they're not necessarily being dangerous to others. But nonetheless,
One of the interesting things is that there's some states, a couple of states that have laws, and the federal government is encouraging these things, what they call per se laws, where you are presumed to be under the influence if you have even tiny trace amounts of illegal substances
That's
in your
terrible.
System. And in the case of marijuana, as you may know, there will be detectable traces of THC, the component that causes the high, that will show up in a urine test days or even weeks after the effects have worn off.
Right.
So that's the equivalent of convicting someone for drunk driving because they had a beer last week.
Exactly. And that's horrible, and obviously you guys are not for that. And so I certainly understand and appreciate, I consider it incrementalism, I guess, you know, going to a legalized structure with regulations and that sort of thing. But it would seem to me that you can look at kids, you can talk to kids, and they'll tell you it's not a problem to get cigarettes, it's not a problem to get alcohol. I mean, it may be a little bit more difficult to get those two items than it is marijuana, but it's not that much more difficult. So really, all of the regulations, it just seems to me to be a total waste of money. Having police going out there and running sting operations, sending 17-year-olds into the store to try and buy a pack of marijuana cigarettes, just seems like a big waste of taxpayer dollars to me, Bruce.
Well, what's interesting is that, in fact, if you look at the statistics from the various surveys, it does appear that during the period in the last 10 years or so when there's been a fairly serious effort to crack down on cigarette sales to minors, mm-hmm. it's actually made a difference. For a long time, nobody much cared. But in the last 10 years or so, now that you see basically every store having a sign that says, under 18, no tobacco, we card, cigarette use by kids has gone way down.
You know,
and,
Bruce,
and in the CDC surveys, their kids are reporting that it is much harder to buy tobacco.
Well, I mean, you're going to cite government surveys, so they're going to probably say what they want to, and that's fine. But when it comes to regulation, when it comes to enforcing these laws, I don't think the cost is worth it. I mean, even if what you're saying is true and that the cigarette use is down, I don't really feel like it's appropriate to be paying these federal agencies, these worthless bureaucracies, billions of dollars to do this sort of enforcement. I just don't understand why stores can't be allowed to set their own rules and let the marketplace decide who should be rewarded and who should be punished.
And sell handguns and cigarettes to toddlers.
you're out of control. You really are.
Well, you know, that's something I suspect that we're never going to agree on, but I'll tell you
that's
one thing
fine,
I think
Bruce.
We do agree on, which is the one way to guarantee that you're going to have not only access to kids, but a lot of other things going on that is really dangerous to society, is to take a popular product like mm-hmm. marijuana, and like it or not, it's been used by 100 million Americans. This is a popular item.
Right.
And through prohibition, give an absolute monopoly to criminals and gangsters.
That we certainly agree 100% on.
Now,
no doubt.
Bruce, what about other drugs? Do you have any opinions on...
I don't think you'd share them if you did, Bruce.
Oh, precisely, because MPP simply works on marijuana, and
exactly.
I've got my opinions, but I am needing to keep them to myself.
Here's one that you might be able to answer. Have you smoked marijuana?
I went to college in the 70s. I don't know anybody who didn't. And, you know, to be honest, you know, because you keep seeing this propaganda about, you know, smoke a joint and it will ruin your life.
Yeah, right.
You know, among my college friends who did smoke marijuana, and I have no clue if they do now, one of them is a successful neurosurgeon in mm-hmm. Southern California. Another is a Tony Award-winning Broadway director.
I was wondering if the neurosurgeon had grown breasts from smoking marijuana.
Oh. No, he didn't. But his wife actually used marijuana when she was being treated for breast cancer because it was the only thing that got her through the chemotherapy.
Bruce, we really appreciate you taking the time to be with us on Free Talk Live tonight and look forward to possibly talking to you again in the future. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
People, you can visit them online at MPP.org. That's Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org. More Free Talk Live coming up. You take control.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It is your show. You can take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Yeah, we just had Bruce Merkin on from the Marijuana Policy Project, and you got to wonder... he's probably not used to an interview quite like that, where the hosts... I mean, you would think most hosts are either sympathetic to his cause or totally against it.
Right.
When, in fact, we're not only sympathetic, we want to go farther. At least I do. I want to go farther into to more or less control, rather.
Well, I want to go farther, too, in the sense that I want to legalize lots more drugs than just marijuana. But I'd like to see...
well, marijuana is a good first step towards getting to the rest of it.
It'd be a happy day, as far as I'm concerned, that marijuana is legalized.
Let's go to...
And that medical marijuana is legalized.
Apparently, David on the line. David from somewhere that I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hi.
Hey, David, what's on your mind?
I was calling to ask y'all a few questions about being a libertarian. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
And, I heard y'all say a few things, like, you want less involvement of the government,
That's right. Less government in your life means more freedom for you.
So when you say that, do you mean, like, do you want complete anarchy?
Well, libertarians don't advocate.
No, not libertarian.
Do not advocate that.
Okay. That's why I'm not a libertarian anymore. Man, which
is my co-host is a crackpot, and does in fact want to see no government whatsoever, and he'll couch it in terms of free marketeer or voluntarist.
But I'll accept a small, very limited constitutional government, so long as it leaves me alone.
Right. Libertarians want to see a government there to local governments to handle law enforcement, state governments to handle things like roads, national government to handle defending us from foreign invasions, from foreign forces, that kind of thing. But a constitutional government.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Does it sound good to you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good, because we think less government's a good thing. Plus, I mean, having less government means you get more of your paycheck, for instance. It means you get to keep more of your money, which just means your life will be that much better. You'll be able to have more wealth and use that wealth to create more wealth without having government bureaucrats and people that want to control your life getting involved in it. I mean, you don't like paying taxes, do you?
No, I don't.
Indeed. Anything else on your mind tonight? Any other questions?
No, that's pretty much it. I'm just a starting listener.
Well, David, there's a lot of good information on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got some good links on our links page mm-hmm. you can go dig around through. Of course, our bulletin board system is full of all kinds of different people, libertarians of a different variety on our bulletin board system. And it's all free at freetalklive.com. And don't hesitate to call us again if you want to. Thanks, David. 800-259-5791. Let's talk to Matt in Tennessee. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello. And Matt's not there.
Just that quick.
Let's try Marie in the United Kingdom.
Hello.
Is this Matt or Marie?
Hello, thought criminals.
Who is this? Matt. Matt in Tennessee, what's on your mind, sir?
I just been listening to you, and I very much enjoy it. And I reject the premise of Bruce with MPP.org.
What do you mean you reject his premise?
Of lobbying Washington. This marijuana thing is one of those things, like almost everything, that was never enumerated in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
unless, of course, you want to interject the Interstate Commerce Clause. I think that section of Article 1.
That's the craziest. In 1942, when they made that ruling, that was the craziest ruling that they could have possibly made. They made everything inclusive of interstate commerce, and it's just not.
But, right. They grasped at straws, and they found one.
Yeah.
Matt, I happen to agree with you completely. I don't think that lobbying Washington is going to get much done without civil disobedience as well. I think that's going to be a really important part of ending marijuana prohibition.
775,000 civil disobedience last year.
No, those weren't civil disobediences. Those were people just getting arrested and being subservient to the police. Now, imagine if 5% of that 700,000 had been disobedient like Lauren Canario did in New London, where when the cops came to arrest her, she just didn't want to go anywhere. They had to lift her up, put her in a wheelchair, move her around that way. She wouldn't talk to him. She wouldn't tell him her name. If 5% of those people did that,
they'd have
to be civil disobedience.
You know what's a shame, though, guys? Is that they lifted her up and removed her from New London,
mm-hmm.
like that, you know, in the wake of the Kelo decision.
That's
which
correct.
Is just preposterous.
Outrage.
It's criminal.
Indeed.
The criminals got away with it, and that's the thing about the Constitution. You know, people throw around, people on the right and on the left, they throw the Constitution around.
Sure.
About this and about that, and you know, to fit their own needs. And really, the Constitution is nothing more than an idea that limited the government, government.
It was a good idea, too.
And it was a great idea to limit the centralized powers. It was a voluntary treaty. It was a voluntary union of states.
And not only that, it was also a voluntary union of people. You know, you aren't necessarily, in a free country, you shouldn't have to be a citizen. Because to be a citizen means that you've agreed to some sort of a government social contract that says, okay, in return for being a citizen, in return for your allegiance as a citizen, we're going to give you protection. That's what the deal's supposed to be.
Yeah, you've agreed to be a bootlicker.
Well, yeah, but the protection's not even there. You can agree to be a citizen, and then you just get taken advantage of. They don't even protect you. In fact, the Supreme Court has said over and over again that there's no responsibility on the government's part to actually protect you.
Oh, well, okay.
Final thoughts
from
you.
You'll be used. Final thoughts, decentralize and repeal.
I heard that, Matt. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. Decentralization is definitely the path towards freedom and liberty. More coming back. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're going to the phones, to the fun. Ladies come first. Karen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Karen.
Hi, how's it going? I want to talk about two of my favorite subjects, drugs and bribery. First, drugs. I want to know if you guys think that just per capita usage of what we now call illicit drugs would increase or decrease if drugs were legalized.
Initially or long term?
Both.
Yeah, I think that initially you'd probably see some increases in, especially marijuana. But I don't think that you'd see any long term, any real long term ups and downs, because most people know that they can get drugs if they want them.
Holland, it's gone down. amongst teenagers after they semi-legalized marijuana there. It doesn't have the forbidden fruit aspect. It doesn't have the mystique. It's not cool anymore because it's no longer illegal. So therefore, over time in Holland, the percentage of teenagers in high school that is using marijuana has gone down.
Okay. Now, this leads me to the real point of my call, because I've been reading about, you know, this lobbyist, Abramoff. You know, I know you don't normally talk about current news on the show.
Yeah, we don't care about those politicians.
I know you don't care about it, but I'm just wondering, you're reading about Abramoff and, you know, these people he's been, you know, supposedly bribing. I'm just wondering to myself.
Karen, are you really a woman? I'm sorry. Are you really a woman?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how to test that one. You know, normally, man, when you have somebody call in and they claim they're a certain age, you can ask them, for instance, what was your birthday, and that usually catches them off guard and they can't answer because they were making it up. How do you catch a fake woman on the phones?
I wouldn't know.
Karen, how should we try to catch a fake woman?
We've talked before.
You called before?
3 months ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What did you talk about then?
I asked you, this was about a month before Katrina, and I was asking you about how effective it would be or how consistent you have to be a libertarian.
Okay. Well, you know, I might actually remember that call. Were you always a woman?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What else was on your mind?
I'm just wondering, keeping the drug thing in the back of your mind, do you think if we legalized all payoffs to whoever is in charge or says they're in charge in D.C., as long as you had to publicly declare it, if the actual amount of said corruption would go down?
You're saying we could legalize payoffs but keep drugs illegal? Is that what you're saying?
I really wonder if the same principle applies. If you legalize it, would the overall go down?
Where cops would actually be honest about the amount of bribes that they received, about the payoffs that they were getting from the drug dealers?
If you legally declare it, you could get away with it. Would the actual amount of it go down?
That's an interesting question, and I have no idea what the answer would be. I would say that probably most of them still wouldn't want to declare it because they might feel like in the public's eye they'd be looked down upon. Thanks for the call, Karen. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. Maybe it's just me, but didn't that sound like a guy doing a voice?
I don't know what you're talking about. Karen seemed genuine.
She's a very nice lady. Very genuine. Good questions. We appreciate it. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control. Hour number two coming up.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...